the committees in Congress that have oversight over the technology industry don't have any staffers who are technical. You know, the way it works in DC is the committees in Congress pay such low wages that, you know, congressional committees are largely staffed by 25-year-olds who were, you know, living in 6-person houses until they can build up a resume sufficient enough to then go and work in private industry. You know, you don't get subject matter experts there. You get political science graduates who are, living on credit card debt or mommy or daddy's money until they can, strike out on their own. And so, you know, it's not surprising then that Congress has a tough time keeping up when they don't have any experts working for them there. I think, you know, it's not surprising that the FISA court, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, has been kept such in the dark about what the NSA is doing. They've acknowledged that they have no real way to know what the NSA is doing. They have to rely on the NSA to be forthcoming with it because they also don't have any technical experts working for it. The intelligence committees don't have any technical experts. You know, our entire policy-making process is largely blind when it comes to technology, but it wasn't always this case. Now, there used to be a Congressional Office of Science and Technology. I think it was called the Office of Technology Assessment, and Newt Gingrich killed it in the Republican Revolution in the mid-90s. He said that the $50 million a year that they had was a waste of money. He didn't. And they produced nonpartisan scientific reports for Congress. You know, if Congress wanted to learn about a particular issue, they would write something up and explain it in English. And I think that was a really stupid thing to do. And now, I mean, Congress has a really, really tough time with anything technical. I mean, it produces great fodder for Jon Stewart, but it's really sort of sad.